Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the very foggy world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. We have Gil Hernandez from Promar here talking lobster.
This is great, man. You always talk about the world headquarters being so cool because we can overlook when the boats are coming in and unload. Like, you can't see that today, man. You can usually reach out and touch where the Polaris Supreme ties up at. You definitely cannot see them right now.
If you're out on the water today, be careful.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
have your SIMRAD radar on.
Good call on that. Well, we are having a great show today. Lots of going on and love talking about lobsters. And we'd love to talk to you if you want to join us in the second hour, 833-288-0973. As we mentioned, too, not only is Gil bringing all the info, he's also bringing some great gifts. A killer prize pack for a lucky caller at the end of the show today, including the Tuna Flash Jig Kit, which has an assortment of Ahi USA flash jigs for targeting SoCal bluefins and yellowfins, an awesome pack. The Rockfish Kit, that's an assortment of Ahi USA assault diamond jigs and those rock cod squirts, which are a great way to catch some local cods. And that Promar Lobster Swag Bag, it's got a Promar apparel to help keep you warm and cool on your next lobster hooping trip.
So. Very cool. And Gil's sporting that nice Promar pullover there, the hoodie.
Fall asleep in this thing, man.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Well, as promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It's time for our Catch Port with today, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burger. Don't forget that amazing poke kit. That is my favorite.
It's the best.
They did such a good job putting that poke kit together. It's all available at their convenient Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. We've got our private boater buddy, the fishdope.com reporter himself, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge on the line. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, and Gil. What a great show, man. So much relevant information. You guys doing a great job there. So our fine fall fishing continues, guys, for sure. This past week has been nice weather except for some of this fog and spectacular fishing, I'm telling you. And starting this week, I'm going to start up the coast. Really haven't been touching on it much because there's been nothing to talk about. But a couple areas finally starting to wake up there. It's been slow in the bay. But the lower edge of Santa Monica Bay there, some good signs of life, better bass fishing from rocky to flat rock there. And the bonus in that zone is a healthy sprinkle of some good grade yellows and some school-sized sea bass and some tanker grade bonitas all in that same sector there. So that's looking good. Same scenario below rocky a little bit. Guys, if you're in that area, you got to watch out for that closure down there for sure. With some good bass fishing along the kelp line, big bonita there also, and a sprinkle of yellows. So it's, you know, that's looking good. Nice to see that there. Catalina, same story as the past few weeks. Sound like a broken record here, but good fishing, lots of bonita and small yellows just about everywhere, and enough that bigger grade yellow mixed in to keep it interesting there. No Santa Barbara Island report this week, but I'm guessing that yellow up there is still biting. At San Clemente Island, good spot of big yellows around the backside, mostly right around eel like that. And there's been some schools of smaller fish on the front side, so plenty of fish around the island proper, but it's really overshadowed by the offshore scene. That bluefin and yellowfin fishing out that way, out the back, oh, my God, what a week it was. There's been so much big tuna fish around from way up northwest of the island up to that 474 where the seiners are fiddling around with that yellowfin up there, all the way down the back and then out to the Tanner and the Cortez. There's huge spots of fish in that zone, and a lot of that fish is huge, and it's biting. It was just absolutely an amazing week on the big fish parade this week. Multiple fish of 300-plus, several over 350, and capped off by the one we've all been waiting for, the first official 400-plus, not taped, but actually weighed.
Weighed at Avalon, right?
Real deal.
Weighed at Avalon, 412, yeah.
Holy mackerel.
That's so cool.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I mean, the pitchers are just fantastic. Those guys have been putting a huge amount of time in. Congratulations to the crew of the Potesta there. That is just, you know, that's just a game changer for Southern California sport fishing. I mean, that's who'd have ever thought we'd have 400-pounders swimming around right here in our backyard.
I love that.
It's just crazy.
I love that they went in and weighed it at Avalon. Like, that's where that tuna deserved to get weighed in at. And like you said, it wasn't taped. It wasn't anything else. Like, it was, that thing was hung upside down exactly where it was supposed to be. That was pretty darn cool.
Congratulations to that boat and that team that landed that fish.
So cool.
I had a customer in my store that was telling me about it. I guess he knew one of the guys there. And they said they taped it, and it was 416 on the boat. And they thought, oh, we better go weigh this one. So
they was pretty darn close to the taping, huh?
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing when you tape it properly how accurate that can be.
Yeah, but let me say this.
You said the word, and
I mean, it goes both ways for sure. That fish was a perfect example of where the tape can be dead. I mean, that fish was a couple of pounds off over a 400 pound margin. We had a very successful, like, I mean, guys that very much know what they're doing. One of the boats, you know, that runs out of the landing, and not somebody that doesn't deal with big fish. They had a fish that taped at 380 that weighed 340. You know what I mean? It's a 40 pound difference.
We saw
a 377 weigh 323.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It can vary.
It can vary, but it can also be dead on.
Yeah, for sure. Well, of course, fishloop.com and the boys have had all the information for you that you need to go fishing. You fish this local yellowfin, which has just been amazing, the local Dorado, the yellowfin, the tuna, and then, of course, all that stuff out on the Cortez and stuff like that. They're on it right now for you. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. The store's on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number is area code 714-840-4262. And the website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And 400 pounders in our backyard, man.
How about that, Mark?
Pretty cool, Mark.
Pretty cool stuff. Well, hey, great job. And we will talk to you next Saturday.
You got it.
All right.
You got it.
Thanks,
it's
going to
be fun. I don't know if it can get any better than that, though. I don't know how
that is. 400-pounder local is a pretty tough local report to beat.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see you guys.
Take it.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, while we're waiting for Marcos, I think you have a text, right?
Yeah, a bunch of great texts are coming through. Keep them rolling. We're going to continue to read them in this second hour. This one from the man himself, as Pete always says, the guy that wrote the book on
the guru.
Yeah, our buddy Jim Salazar. And Jim, you know, in addition to highly complimenting Gilbert as a lobster guru, just added that you can, as a diver, you can legally have a spear gun or a sling with you as a diver, but you may not use them in any way to take the lobster.
Lobster has a hole in it, they're not going to
Like exactly. As Gil said, I mean,
yeah.
You know.
And the thing about, I've been super blessed with Jim. He has been like a mentor to me over the years, and we're both on the Hobie fishing team together. I fish for Pure Water Sports down in Dana Point. Great shop. Tim there is awesome. Jim, though, has been just a wealth of information. I remember my first phone call to Jim about lobster. Just treated me so great. If you ever see him out at a show or something, he would just spend as much time with you as you need just to get all the information you need.
I learned almost everything I know from Jim.
Yeah, he's
awesome. Setting up the hoops from his books, how you set up the hoops, how you... I love his method with the weight in the bottom and the light stick on top.
Oh, yes.
Do you use that?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's such a great method. I mean, all the little trips and techniques that Jim developed himself back in the early days. I mean, I learned all that stuff from him.
And that's what it's all about. Like, that's what separates you hooping for the first time from not is like gear management and how it all happens. And like, that's the, you know, that's like the level of success. You know, hooping on its own is very easy. You put bait in a net and you drop it down to the bottom and you wind it up. The difference in success is huge, though, from someone who's really got it down to not, and it's
organization,
it's spots, and it's gear, and it's setup, and it's everything else. And man, Jim, same, 100% the same. Like, the success I've had is highly due to Jim. His methods are
thank you, Jimmy.
Yes, you're the man, buddy.
Yeah. Love you, buddy.
Hey, with that, we're going to continue on with our Catchport. Head on over to C4 Sport Fishing and talk to our good buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Good morning.
Well, we've had some continued good fishing through the week here, getting in deep into October here, and still catching all kinds of yellowfin, Dorado, skipjack, yellowtail, a little bit of bluefin in the mix there on some of those trips. So they have lots of options there on those full days going out there on that 5:30 to 5 trip, seeing those yellowfin, Dorado, and yellowtail. The overnight trips, very similar fishing. The half days, we've seen a little bit of yellowtail over the last couple of days. We had yesterday 10 in the morning, 18 in the afternoon with some bonita. Day before that, a little slower. We only had one in the afternoon. They didn't make quite the showing there. Day before that, we had 20 in the afternoon. In addition, some other good fishing. So good fishing all those trips, those half days, those full days, the overnights. Everything's catching right now. And love to get you guys out there fishing like we talked about. October is still very good fishing. So don't put away your gear yet.
No
check
doubt.
The website, seaforthlanding.com. You can make reservations there. A full schedule's up there. You can pick your trip and do them there. You can just call up the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person. Browse the tackle shop there, best tackle shop in San Diego, and then make a reservation.
Marcos, you're the man, buddy. Great to hear that the fishing is so good down there. And
I mean, it could be best. It's been all year right now.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, and it's been quite a year.
Yeah, exactly. How do you pick...
Yeah.
You know, great yellowfin and Dorado fishing, the great mid-sized bluefin fishing,
yeah.
The shots at trophies, I mean, and the weather, like, it is just, yeah, it's dead on. Marcos, glad to hear that we're continuing on. Like you say, it's not only is it not time to put it away, it's time to ramp it up, man. This is what we all live for.
And, I mean, heck, if you only have a few hours, those half days, you got a good shot at yellowtail right now, too. So I think a little bit for everyone there.
We dig it, Marcos. Great job, great report. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
I'll talk to you then, guys.
All right.
All right. That wraps up our catch report.
Got it, man. Today, that's sponsored by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company with products for serious sport fishermen. Looking for a better way to get bit on finicky tuna? Make your own seamless top shot connections all the way down to 40-pound fluorocarbon with the Sato Crimp system. It's easy, cost-effective, and big fish proven. It's all about bait presentation, and the Sato Crimp system will give you a seamless, easy-to-cast connection. Get Sato Crimps and selected supplies at selected tackle shops like Fisherman's Line. Tackle and the long fin.
Indeed. You know, I was helping Ron get set up for the six-day Shogun trip that leaves on Friday. And Ron, I was telling him, okay, loop-de-loop. And now, Ron's never been on a long-range trip. And he was like, what's a loop-de-loop? And I go, well, you need to get a Sato Crimp thing because you really like, you know, putting together
totally.
Your own wind-ons. Or you can purchase wind-ons, but you're much better off making your own wind-ons. What's a Sato Crimp kit? So you need to get one and learn it, yeah.
We were down this week. Dallas is picking out a new paddleboard with Ron,
yeah.
And we were down in the shop this week BSing with him, and we had a lot of fun picking the brain of him on the paddleboard side, and then he and I were BSing about the Shogun,
yeah.
And what to bring, and what do I need to pack for my long-range trip, and
oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had a good time. That's going to be a really fun
it's
trip.
It's going to be a good one for sure. Well, hey, phones are packed. They want to talk to Gil, so let's jump into it.
Sounds good, man. Why don't we jump back in and talk to Arnie calling us from Vista this morning. Hi, Arnie. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Gil, Pete, and Rick. I had a couple things I wanted to say, actually. Question I had for Gil real quick. I have the old-style conical nets with the bait cages, and I understand they are not seal-proof. What do you recommend? And if I can just real quick, I want to say a thing about Charter Challenge. We came back from our trip on Tuesday morning. It was an awesome trip for 17 anglers. We caught limits of bluefin by 11 a.m. It was awesome fishing out there, and Andrew and his crew did a great job with us. And Bill Varney actually caught our first fish on a flatfall, and Steve Johnson was our hot stick on our trip. He won both the biggest fish and the first place in their jackpot.
Nice.
Right on. Nice. Glad you had a good trip.
Glad that CCA Charter Channels was a success. So what about it?
Yes,
so
it
great question. So our seal bait cage is something that we designed over a couple years ago. A lot of guys are trying to make, you know, prototypes of it for about $18, depending on where you go, maybe even cheaper. You can purchase yourself a seal bait cage. Those seals can be a definite pain in the butt. And so we have noticed that the people who do not have seal bait cages, the seals tend to go that way, and the people that do have seal bait cages, they kind of stay away from. Not only is our seal bait cage awesome for seals, it's also good for lobster in a sense where you're not baiting as much.
Yes.
You can go a few hours with the bait in our seal bait cage and then maybe rebait once through the night. I took a friend out for the opener. He went through three Ziploc bags full of bait pretty much every pull he did on a wire bait cage was gone. You know, it was like the buffet for the lobsters. Mm-hmm. And then not only for the lobsters, but for the eels, for the crabs, for even the calicos, fish. For fish. And then seals, they just suck on that stuff, man.
And they just crush it,
yeah, and
too.
And they crush it. And yeah. If they know that it's there, they will drift it out to sea. You'll see your buoy just moving. Like,
oh,
okay,
man.
What is going
oh,
on?
Oh, I've had them. You know, yeah. You're pulling them up. They get inside the thing and
totally.
Start yanking
yep.
on it. Yeah.
And so,
have you ever seen them eating lobsters? I mean, will they steal
not.
A lobster out
I have
here?
Not. I remember fishing one time with Captain Greg, and he was saying, yeah, well, you know, seals, he's like, they won't touch your calico bass. And then the seal's chomping on a calico bass. I'm like, well, I'm not supposed to eat
oh,
that
yeah.
stuff, man. You know?
Eat them.
But, like, yeah, I've never seen a seal eat a lobster. Not saying they wouldn't, because they, you know, they have some gnarly teeth and they're really big animals.
Yeah.
So, but they're mostly after your bait. You
yeah.
know, they want that bait, and they kind of just suck on it, and
yeah.
they just suck everything out of the life. It's like they suck the life out of you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, seal bait cage will detour them. They'll go to the other people that don't have a seal bait cage, and they'll pick on them all night, and they'll stay away from you.
Yeah.
Now, they may not be eating your lobster, but I doubt that any lobster is going to be crawling into your net while
exactly.
there's a 400-pound yeah. fur bag with his head with his head shaking your cage.
Yeah. And one thing, too, the new Promar seal-proof bait cages, which I have a second follow-up on that, are nice because they have a screw
yeah.
top
yes.
rather than just pulling them
exactly,
off.
Exactly, yes.
So the new style, the 2020 style, mm-hmm. have a new and improved deal
exactly, yes.
where you screw it on versus mm-hmm. Just pop
Promar,
it off. But I'm going to follow up on that. They're not seals. They're sea lions.
That's true,
and
yes.
that's one of my pet peeves is they call they Promar needs to change the name to sea lion-proof bait cages because it's the sea lions that are the problems and not the seals.
Well,
yes.
they're making them seal-proof, and they just happen to also be
sea
lion-proof.
Lion
yeah, that's
yeah.
the deal. The Promar does, like, dirty tricks with their hoop net gear because
yeah.
you make the best stuff. There is no question about
yes.
it. And then every year, they make it better, and they make it better. And that's where I was at with my hoops. Like, I have the 32-inch hoops because I made the investment. I love them, and they work so great. But I got to get 36s,
yeah.
and I have the seal proof bait cages, and they are great. And exactly like Pete said, the new ones with the screw top lid, they're even better. You
yeah,
know,
it's
like
better,
it's like you guys are like Shimano, like you make the best stuff, and then you keep making the
keep
best stuff better every
you,
year.
You know why? Because all the guys like Gil, like all the guys Steve and the boss, they're all hoopers,
right.
and so they know how to.
Yes.
They're fishermen, they're hoopers. You know,
yes.
they do the
yeah.
duty.
Yeah.
Make
yeah.
the best stuff, no
yeah.
doubt about it.
Hey, Arnie, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into him and talk to Rich. Rich is calling us from Bradley this morning. Hi, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning. I've never been lobster fishing, and I'm wondering where would be the place to start. You know, how do I get my feet wet without making the huge investment in maybe the wrong stuff or doing the wrong thing? And where would you kind of tip your toes into the water, so to speak?
Gil?
Okay, so what I would do is for a beginner, what I try to like encourage most of my listeners is that, you know, an opener night is not probably the best night for them. And maybe buy a hoop or two and maybe like Mission Bay. You know, Mission Bay is a great place. There's not a whole lot of tide movement in there. Try to stay. The most important thing I can say is to stay away from the crowds, because when it's real crowded, you start to just get flustered. And it's important too that you be super organized. We have a huge resource on our Promar page. If you go to Facebook or you visit us on the web, we have a lot of videos. Jimmy's done one. I've done one. A lot of our pro staffers have done one. And they walk you through how to set up a buoy.
Nice.
How to use a light
That's
stick.
Great.
You know, how to do these things. Hey, I'm going, the question that we have today, I'm going out for the first time. Like, what do I do? And what I can say for a first timer is when you do anything, lobster fishing, you need to know the regulations. It's super important you know the regulations. That is what's going to make and break your night. And the number one thing that people forget, and I say, what's the most important thing when you're lobster hooping? What's your most important piece of equipment? And people will say, oh, the net or this or that. And I say, no, it's a pen. It's a pen. And if you don't have a pen on your boat, if you don't have a pen on your kayak, why even go out?
Yeah.
What's the point of going out?
Because you're not legal.
You're not legal, right? And so people go out and they forget a pen, right? And so for someone that's just beginning, you know, buy a hoop net, an ambush net, whatever net you want. visit your local tackle store, buy a net, look on our resource for rigging, right? How to rig it, because I can talk about rigging a net. It's going to take forever, right? Go on our resource. This is why we do this. We do this for beginner hoopers, that you can visit a website. You can see us on video. I mean, I was 4 hours in the studio to do 20 hours of video. I mean, 20 minutes
wow.
of video. You know, 4 hours. Steve's like, cut, cut. You know, I'm
yeah.
just like, and I feel like I'm pretty good on, you know, with a camera in front
sure.
of me, but I guess I wasn't, you know? So these guys spend a lot of time, Jimmy, myself, a lot of time on showing you guys how to rig this offensive scrimmage. So I would start off later in the season. I would visit our website. I would know the regulations. I would visit your local tackle shop. Maybe not get 10 hoop nets at first. Maybe buy a couple, try it with a buddy or something. Or, you know, there's a lot of resources on Facebook, Instagram, forums, Bloody Deck. Hey, I'm going out for the first time. Can I tag along? I'll
yeah.
get my lobster card. Fishermen are great people, man. We have a great community here in San Diego, great community up in the Long Beach, Dana Point area. People will love for just, hey, just come on, pitch in for some gas, buy some beer, man, buy someone dinner, you know, and they'll put you on your boat.
And then there's another resource, too, is there's several guides that are
yes.
now doing
right.
like four-pack or
yes.
six-pack charters
yep.
on their boats to go lobster hooping. I know Brandon Hayward does it. I know In the
yes.
Depth Sport Fishing,
right.
they do it, right? So those are some good resources. You'll
yes.
learn right from the guys.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, going on a sport boat may not be the best way to learn. You'll get a basic idea, but
you won't learn
you're not
how to, do,
learn
it
how to
skiff.
Do it yourself.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But going with one of those guys, it's more expensive,
yeah.
but, you know, you'll learn.
But you can make I love that idea. You can make the investment one time, and you'll learn from Brandon Hayward. You'll
right.
learn from Biz. You learn,
yeah.
the guys that are doing it in a boat that's very similar to yours with the gear that'll be the
right.
same as yours, and you'll see how the bait goes in the trap and where they set them and how they pull them and
yeah.
all that. I think that's a great. Like you say, it's an investment for sure. You're spending some money, but, you know, that investment might be the thing that shortens your learning
yeah.
curve by a huge amount.
But I can tell you, because I was down at Point Loma Seafoods yesterday having a great lunch down
yeah.
there, and Bill Varney was in town, and he wanted to take some lobsters back to Colorado, and five lobsters were $180.
Sure.
So, I mean, you get a limit of lobsters,
mm-hmm.
you know, you get $250. You pay, you know, you go out
That's
with
a
couple
great
of butteries,
point, man.
You mm-hmm. split $700 or whatever they're charging three or four ways. You get a limit of lobster.
That's not a bad call, dude. You're right. Yeah.
You know?
You're coming pretty darn close
you're doing,
to breaking
you're
even.
You're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
yeah.
I like
for
it.
Sure. Indeed. And by the way, the price at Point Loma Seafoods, $23.95 a pound.
That's
it's pretty good price right now on retail lobster. And they'll clean them for you. They'll cook them for you if you want.
I mean, when you
pretty
think,
easy.
When you think that just, a year or two ago, that was the price
that was
being paid to
price.
The fishermen.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it went to the fishermen, and then it went to a wholesaler, and then it went to a restaurant.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like, yeah, so for $23
yeah.
a pound in your hand, that's not a bad deal.
I know they were charging, like, at the wharf, like the guys were selling direct for $20
uh-huh.
and for $23.95 you can get it done at Point Loma Seafoods and they'll clean them for you.
I like it.
It's even easier. Yeah,
I like
for sure.
it.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Hey, well, we got another great text that just
yeah.
came through. This one's from our buddy Hollis in Santee, and he wants to ask Gil, what's your favorite bait and setup? And then also, do you add weight to your hoop nets?
Ah, good question.
Okay, so great question. Yes. So I don't add weight to my hoop nets, and I would backpedal on that question too, depending on where I'm at.
Okay.
Fishing deeper water, deeper structure. A lot of the stuff that I'm doing is small boat or kayak. I'm on a Hobie kayak most of the time, a Pro Angler kayak. So I'm hooping anywhere from, you know, 30 to 50 feet of water, and I'm not really dealing with a lot of too much movement or depths as far as a lot of current. So I would say no, but yes at the same time, depending on my situation. As far as bait, I have experimented with so many types of bait. For me personally, I like bluefin heads or something, you know, chunking up a bluefin head. But
you still put it in the tube?
Yes,
yeah.
I chop it up. You got to do like a sawzall, you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
pretty much, you know. But, you know, I always, like, my buddy just went on a trip, and I said, hey, man, save me a couple heads, you know. And they processed it at the place here, and I just chopped it up, you know. Throw it in there. A lot of people like salmon heads. I've tried salmon heads, but I would say my favorite bait would be just a fresh piece of mackerel.
Okay.
And so I'm getting my sabiki rod, ahi sabiki rod out, and I'm just making macks, you know.
Yeah.
And
you
I
chop
have,
them up, or you just put
yeah,
them in a hole.
You know, it's funny. I used to chop them up. I just actually just put my finger through the top of it now and just slice it all the way down and just throw it in. I open up the gill plate on it and just throw it in there. All you want is that oily, greasy, right?
Just the smell.
Just the smell. I have been experimenting with scents. Uh-huh. And, you know, for many years, I haven't been a big fan of them. And I would say these last couple of trips, I've been kind of experimenting with things. And soaking them in sponge or cheesecloth or something like that. When I first got them, I was just like dumping them, like, and then everybody was slipping and sliding on my boat, and then like my kayak was like a vegetable oil, and it was just like, I'm just done with this oil and just, but you know,
don't need them.
Freezing it and a cheesecloth or a sponge has been better for me, and I've been, you know, I've had a couple limits over the last couple of weeks. The first
with no bait, just the cheesecloth.
No, with the cheesecloth and bait. Yeah, because the problem you have when you have a big current night, you know, you're gonna lose a lot of that scent. You know, your bait just kind of gets ghost. You know, there's like no flesh in it; it just looks white. Yeah. And I dump it out with the CO bait cage. Is really nice because you're not really rebaiting a lot. Your bait's always gonna stay in there. You're just gonna lose the flavor, right? And so that's where the cheesecloth or maybe the sponge might come more in effect reflavor that bait, you know. But I always have plenty of bait on the kayak, plenty of bait on the boat, because in between sets we're making bait.
Okay.
I am far from an expert, but there's one thing that I'm highly confident in is fresh beats just about everything.
Yes.
You know, like,
definitely.
Fresher the better.
Yes, for sure. And that's my thing too. I say the fresher the better. You know, I get guys saying we're gonna you know, stink bait out in the backyard. We're gonna like let it sit out there for 10 days and a fresh piece of bait. You know, and I did an article with Paul Leibowitz on Western Outdoor News, and I told him the same thing, man. It's like he's telling me all these ways the guys have, and I said, you know, a fresh piece of mackerel, man. There's nothing about it. We do have to be careful when using bonita, because we have to be careful that we're not containing too many bonita.
Yes.
You know, we have to make sure we have the regulations still. So if you have like bonita as bait and you have like 10 bonita on your boat and you're by yourself, you're going to get a ticket.
You're going to ticket, yeah.
Yeah. So we have to make sure if we're using that fish that we are in regulation with that fish as well.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. I can tell you one bait that does not work from my own personal experience. That's squid.
Giant squid.
Giant squid.
Yeah, I remember that too.
It doesn't work. Wow, man, this stuff stinks. It's going to be great. It doesn't work.
That giant squid year, I did the exact same thing. Yeah. Like when it was so easy to get and we were all having fun going out, I'm like, this is going to be the best.
Yeah.
Nope.
Man,
they don't like it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information with Gil. You stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead. Follow local public health guidelines and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Saturday, November 7th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle, top tackle reps like AFTCO with knives, Psycho Pro Fluorocarbon, and incredible deals on AFTCO clothing. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business, Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have all the styles of hoop nets, including the new Ambush XL Heavy, 14-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarnets.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat, and now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones are still packed forever. Text is packed forever. But we got a lot of opportunity to get you through. If you want to get through on the phones, give us a call, 833-288-0973, or hit us on that text. Some great texts are coming through.
Lobster fishing is huge.
Yeah,
it's
yes,
growing,
it
it's growing, it's growing. I remember you were talking about using heads. I remember back in the early days of lobster fishing over at Catalina, which, like, there was nobody over there doing it. We used to zip tie a yellowtail head to the bottom of the net, and then the sea lions figured out. No,
could you imagine trying to do that now?
No,
it wouldn't even make it to the bottom.
No,
it wouldn't
no. Yeah, because of sea lions, yeah.
Totally.
But yeah, back in the day, the sea lions didn't figure it out. Now they've got it all figured out.
Oh,
so you've
out.
Got to protect your bait.
Yeah, they do their homework for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, another good question from Sammy in Chula Vista. Had a question. Someone caught a Maine lobster before here in California. And are the regulations the same for spiny lobster? And can you keep a Maine lobster? That's an interesting question.
That is an interesting one. I remember when that happened.
Yes, up in Santa Monica Bay,
yes,
right? Yeah,
in Santa Monica Bay. So that is one of those questions. I was actually reading up on it for the regulations, and I could never find what the regulations were because our regulations are our California spiny lobster.
Yes.
You know, and I think that lobster had, like, one claw. Like, I want to say it had, like, one claw.
It is in no way common, but it's more common than just the one time. I think the commercial guys talk about, like, oh, this guy got one that year, and this guy got one this year.
Yeah, so I would have to say, I wouldn't know on that one. I'd have to actually hit up the fishing game on that one and see how they dealt with that one. I remember that lobster being fairly large.
Yeah, I remember the picture. Yeah, the guy sent it to us. He was one of the Let's Talk Hookup listeners. But that's an interesting question. If you catch an East Coast lobster, can you keep it? And I would say yes, because there's no regulation.
Totally.
Right? There's nothing in the book that says anything about Maine lobster. And I think what happened, here's what somebody told me, which makes a lot of sense, is the PETA people
for sure
go and buy all these lobsters
and
set them free, right?
No question
so,
about
in
that.
In other words, if we catch the Maine lobster, thank you, PETA.
Yeah,
we
exactly.
appreciate it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Stock the Maine lobsters.
Yeah, indeed.
And there's got to be some truth to that because, you know, I think on the game side of things, you know, in like some of those weird Texas, you know, like where they let loose some, you know, some antelope that lives in India and Africa and then it takes off, there are way lesser restrictions because like it's not a game animal. It was just put there, and I'm sure it's going to be the same thing with a Maine lobster
on the
rare chance that it happens. But
all right, well, we have a special guy on the line. John from the island is on the line. Good morning, Captain John.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's doing John? Terrific. Now, I mean, fishing is really good right now, and you have that gorgeous long-range vessel, the Islander. Are you fishing?
I am fishing. I'm actually in the middle of the Point Loma kelp bed pulling lobster traps right now. I don't fall in that often, but I figured it was fitting today.
Can you see anything?
No. About 50 feet. Sucked in fog.
You'd be lucky to see the bow today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not all that fun getting out on a Saturday morning, I can tell you.
Yeah, I can imagine. But
anyway, hey, man, I wanted to call in just to, you know, we're supposed to be in the middle of our great white shark diving season,
right,
access to Guadalupe Island is kind of mired in bureaucracy right now, so I just wanted to call in and remind everybody that we've extended our season. We're adding new trips to the schedule pretty much every week. We're doing day-and-a-half trips right now. The boat's out. I haven't talked to him this morning, but Captain Pete's driving. He's been doing a fantastic job. They had limits of bluefin on their last trip, so I just wanted to put that out there while you guys were on the air this morning.
Oh, fantastic. So what types of trips are you running on the Islander right now out of Fisherman's Landing?
Pretty much day-and-a-half. So we're putting them up a week at a time. You know, we're still trying to get things worked out for our fall season down at the island, but it's day-and-a-half. It's all week and one every Friday coming in on Sunday.
Yeah. So is it still a possibility you may be able to do sharks later in the season down at Guadalupe?
You know, I'm tired of speculating. Yeah, theoretically, yes. There's a couple things that need to happen. They're going to reevaluate their COVID situation in a few days, so that will have something to do with it. But yeah, our operational protocols have been accepted by the health department down there in Ensenada. So, yeah, I mean, we were sold out all the way to Christmas, so we've still got quite a bit of a season that we're trying to hang on to.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, hey, if somebody wants to take an advantage of your unfortunate situation with the sharks and the advantage of going on a beautiful boat,
yeah,
the Islander,
exactly,
on a day-and-a-half trip out of Fisherman's Landing, how do we book those?
You know, give the landing a call, Fisherman's Landing, at 619-221-8500, or you can book online at fishermanslanding.com.
Wow, fantastic. Is everything booking on the Islander right now through Fisherman's Landing, and that's a fantastic opportunity to go on a beautiful vessel out and go catch a bunch of bluefin and who knows what else, right,
yeah,
John?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, man, fishing is fantastic, like it has been this time of year for quite a few years now. It's good right now. It's great.
How's the lobster fishing today?
I was hoping you were going to ask, yeah.
Lobster, let me check my count. I got 12 so far. I'm calling it pretty slow.
Roger. All right, John. IslanderSportFishing.com. Of course, you can link that right through the Let's Talk Hookup links page on our Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com, or just go right into fishermanslanding.com, book a trip, a day-and-a-half trip on the Islander. Captain John Conniff, thanks, John. Appreciate you checking in.
My pleasure. Thank you guys very much. We'll see you later.
All right. That's see awesome. You later. All right. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines.
Jam-packed they are. This time we're going to talk to Mark. He's calling us from Santee this morning. Hi, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Great.
Good.
I've got a question, but first of all, I want to say this. A couple of years ago, my wife bought some lobsters from a lobster guy back east in Rhode Island, and they're Maine lobsters. And she sent a couple to her sister for a birthday gift, and she let them go. And she was in the place where the guy found the lobsters.
That's
so I'm wondering if they were them.
Yeah, she might have been the culprit.
Yeah, but my question is for Gilbert. Are you going to give a seminar at the Tackle Day?
So right now, I did a slew of seminars, and that's kind of what I'm known for. My seminars go for about an hour and a half. I do them at the Fred Hall Show. I do them at Turner's. I do them at Bass Pro Shop. But right now with COVID, we're not doing any seminars, which is kind of a bummer.
Because is a bummer.
I am a people person, and I love interacting with the crowd. They laugh at all my bad jokes, and I definitely try to capture the audience, right?
Yeah.
So right now, what we're doing at Promar is we're putting together a video series.
Great.
And so they can go online, and they can see us. You may not get the personality as you would get in a seminar setting. More professional, right? And you have to basically, they told me, hey, Gil, we know you do your seminar in about an hour and a half. Can you do it in 20 minutes? And I'm like, well, let's go for it. Let's try. But, you know, I'm always open. I'm on social media at Gil Rocket. I'm on Facebook. That's Rocket with an I, GILROCKIT. You can always send me a message there. I'm great about getting back.
GILROCKIT.
Gil Rocket. R-O-C-K-I-T. I'm at, and that's a Hotmail, too, if you want to email me, or Instagram or Facebook. And I would definitely answer any questions you have. And if I can't even meet you on the water,
yeah,
and get on your boat and teach you some tips and tricks, whatever I can do. I'm fairly booked up right now till about February. But if I can squeeze in a chance. I've met so many friends in the industry,
yeah,
and just people like callers that I've just befriended just going on a boat and hooping in half a night with him.
Pretty cool.
I will say, just in regards to Tackle Day seminars, we've got some really good ones coming up,
yes,
this year. Just because we've been knocking some of those, including Captain Bill Cavanaugh from the Intrepid,
wow,
going to be on there, Buzz Brizendine, Steve Carson.
Wow.
Yeah, some really, really fun ones this year. Jerry Guzman from JRI and Danny Wade are going to be doing a surface iron seminar.
Wow.
Like, there's going to be some really fun ones, and I'm working on the last. Oh, and Sean Sebring is going to do a really cool one from Fisherman's Processing. Taking the fish that you caught on, you know, one of the tuna, bluefin or yellowfin from this year, and then at home turning it into the style of smoked fish that they produce. Like, so,
wow,
step by step, how to go from having a whole tuna to like professional smoke, you know, at your house, whether it be on a Traeger or something like that. And I'm really trying to bend the arm of Biz to do a hooping seminar for us. So, yeah,
Biz,
so I'm working
Biz
on it. I haven't got to lock him down yet, but that's who I'm working
That'd
on.
That'd be
so,
cool.
Yeah, some really,
yeah,
fun seminars,
yeah,
for Tackle Day.
Yeah, no, Biz knows his stuff. Hey, and, of course, that is November 7th,
right,
Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. We'll be broadcasting live there, and it's going to be a fun day. So thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. And I want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored in part by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one stop for everything you need to go fishing, your complete saltwater tackle shop, full deli, Mexican and California licenses. Of course, they have all the hooping gear,
oh, yeah,
from Promar there, trips, six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, the full line of freshwater tackle and live bait for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing, right across from SeaWorld at Dana Landing Launch Ramp in Mission Bay, or East County Bait and Tackle at the end of the 67 Freeway in Maple View and Rakeside. Check danalanding.com for more information. And there was a great, we're getting some really good questions and texts.
The texts are fun,
the texts,
man,
are really, really great, and we want to thank you guys. So this is a question from David in San Marcos. He has three questions.
Oh,
good.
Got
you got that
same
one?
That's the one I was
going,
yeah, to read
good,
next to.
Good places to hoop net in a kayak in San Diego. Two, should you stuff your bait cage full, and how full should the cage be? And then three, is skipjack good for bait? So
okay, great,
three excellent questions.
Yeah, great questions. Kayak would be Mission Bay, San Diego Bay. Great spot to hoop in a kayak. As far as stuffing bait, okay, so the great thing about it, the seal-proof bait cage is that you don't have to stuff anything. Like, all you need to do is get a scent there. I remember hooping with a guy many years ago, and his thing was four chunks of mackerel. Like, literally four chunks.
Four chunks.
In a wire, in a wire bait cage.
Wow.
Huh,
and
so
he would knock it dead.
Yeah.
Like, and I was stuffing stuff, right? Just stuffing it. But what I found out is that the more you stuff, the more you attract, right? And especially with the wire bait cage, because anytime we talk about stuffing, people want to stuff a wire bait cage.
Yeah.
I like to tell people the wire bait cage is great for certain settings. If you can get away with one, by all means, use a wire bait,
yeah,
cage. I would love
a lot more scent in the water.
Exactly. I would love to use a wire bait cage every time I went out.
Sure.
Unfortunately, in the situation that we're at, we're going to get eaten alive by sea lions.
Sea lions,
you know?
Absolutely.
And so I would say, how is the situation, right? Like,
yeah,
are you in an area where there are no sea lions and you're having a hard time pulling bugs? Definitely stuff those cages.
Yeah.
But if you're in a more populated area where there are sea lions and there are a lot of bugs crawling and you don't need to overbait, I wouldn't overbait. I would bait for the situation. You know, there's nights as you go deeper into the season where the crawl may not be as good, right? So you're going to have to put more scent in the water. You're going to have to get people to come to the dinner table, right? These lobsters come to the dinner table. So in those situations, use more bait, right? Bait more often, you know, or bait like a lot of times what I like to do with the CO bait cage is like I put less bait and then I just bait more often, because I know I'm going to be changing out bait. So, because that bait gets ghosted, it starts to look white and tinted, and it doesn't have any scent to it. And so in those situations, I would just bait more periodically. You know, and that's the cool thing about the CO bait cage, or even a wire bait cage, you know, just a latch or an unscrew or a pop off the top.
Pop a little fresh in there.
And I was chopping before, and now I just take my thumb and I just kind of run it through the mackerel and stuff it in there.
Nice.
And it's real quick, and you're in the water back. It's not like you're chopping on a chop board and it's taking you like 20 minutes to bait your cage, you know. And I will also like to encourage you to buy multiple bait cages and have multiple bait cages. I freeze all my stuff if I'm knowing that I'm going before. A 1 gallon Ziploc bag will fit 2 CO bait cages or 1 CO bait cage. And so if you freeze all your bait prior to going out, then all the work is done. So if you have, you know, 5 bait cages that are already frozen, ready to go, and you're not really cutting anything, you're just snapping and throwing over.
Yeah, you're already fishing.
You're already fishing, It's all the work's done.
It's a good idea.
Maybe just bouncing off the one, you know, he's talked about a kayak at night, and you being a kayak guy, what are some of the things a guy should do to, you know, for safety-wise, nighttime on a kayak?
Definitely. I like to use a flasher on the back of my seat, and so you can get those at, like, a running store. Mm-hmm. You know, the running stores have the good flashers, or a bike shop. The ones that are real LED, and they have like 4 or 5 different flash settings on them, and they'll run you like $5 to $10. Another thing is, a headlamp is super important. I use a Pelican headlamp, and the reason why I use a Pelican headlamp is because it has a motion sensor on it. And so the wave of my hand will turn it off, and the wave of my hand will turn it off.
Oh, that is cool.
So I don't have it on at all times. So you want to make sure that you're in the – if you're fishing in the dark, you don't want a lot of light because you mess with your vision.
Absolutely.
And so the only time I want my light on my kayak or on my boat is when I'm actually pulling a trap or measuring lobster. So with the Pelican headlamp, or if you can – I'm probably sure there's other headlamps out there. If they have a motion sensor setting, just of the wave of the hand, your light will turn on. A wave of the hand –
I love that.
Your light will turn off.
Yeah.
And so you're not, because with big heavy gloves on, when you're fishing lobster, trying to hit that little button, it is a pain in the butt, right? And so I went to motion sensor, so everything is a wave of the hand, a wave of the hand off. So it's like the Jedi motion now.
For sure. Let's try and sneak in one more phone call.
How about John from Escondido up next on Let's Talk Hookup? What's up, John?
Well, you know what? I didn't look up the fares. I was thinking I was over on.
I don't think John realizes that we went to him yet.
Yeah.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Hey,
what's up, buddy?
Sorry about that, guys.
You're okay.
I'm at work with a buddy, but had two questions. One, it over at San Clemente Island, I've dove it, I've hooped it, and I know it's commercial fish, you know, but man, it seems like that's the island of short.
Yep.
And it, you know, I pull up 400 bugs in a night, and maybe get a limit.
Yeah.
No, why is that?
It's the land of the shorts.
It's just like, is that you
say? I mean, I've tried it at the end of the season. I've tried it at the beginning of the season when they got a chance to molt.
It must have something to do with their, because lobsters move.
Yes,
they actually, it's been proven that they go distances, right, underwater.
Yes.
And maybe that's the area that they get big.
Yeah, and then you get down, you know, a lot of people will say, like, up and down our coast, like, hey, you know, Dana Point's the land of the shorts, or Newport's the land of the shorts, or, you know, everybody has that terminology, and why are the bugs there? And I think that's, for us as hoopers, doing our homework, right? And maybe even putting the boat on the trailer and making the move, you know, or putting the kayak in the back of the truck and making the move to where you know these spots are. I would say that if you're catching short bugs at the island like that, I wouldn't go back personally.
Yes.
I would try hooping maybe Catalina, or try something different. But if you're out there fishing and you're trying to make a night of it, if you're, you know, anchored up or something, okay, yeah. But you're going to be pulling. My thing is why put more effort into pulling all that rope? Go to an area where, you know, they're more abundant.
Yeah, commercial pressure.
And then my second question is on the commercial guys. When did their season start? And because I've heard different things.
Yeah, their season starts a little earlier. I'm not exact time frame. I want to say almost a month.
The commercial guys get to bait their nets Tuesday after the opener for the regulation.
Okay.
So they actually can't pull until the following Wednesday after the opener of... So in other words, our season opened on Saturday morning. The commercial guys could bait Tuesday, and they could pull Wednesday. So that was their deal.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. I always see those people who say, why are they hooping now? Well, they're just baited, you know. They're baited. They're out there.
Or just dropping their zone. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They might be putting traps down that don't have any bait in them just to cover their spot.
Yeah.
Hey, appreciate the phone call very much, buddy. When we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself that huge pro pack of goodies. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Saturday, November 7th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle, top tackle reps like AFTCO with knives, Psycho Pro Fluorocarbon, and incredible deals on AFTCO clothing. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFTCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFTCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, AFTCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from AFTCO. Any fish, any water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time. The big winner of that entire tuna flash kit, the rockfish flash kit, the Promar lobster swag, all of that great stuff is going to John in Escondido. John, congratulations. You are going to love those goodies.
And John Connor from the Islander, who's out, he's a commercial lobster guy, too. He said that first Wednesday in October is the commercial season when they can pull. So
okay.
We had that right. Yeah. So thanks, John, for that. And thank you, Gil. Great job, man.
Thank you so much.
What a fantastic show. And, I mean, flooded with questions that we never got to cover. We're going to have to do it again.
50 texts that we weren't able to get
to
today.
Yeah, well, visit our, you know, what I can say is visit our website at Promar, guys. We have a slew of information for you guys. If you're ever in the area, Dana Point, Pure Water Sports is where I fish for Hobie. Tim there is awesome, but we do have a great relationship with Ron here.
Fastlane,
great guy. We have a great Hobie team. But yeah, if you're in the area, want to get in a kayak, try before you buy our shop down at Pure Water Sports. Tim there, the owner, is a great guy. Or if you're in the area, visit Bass Pro Shop. They're one of my main sponsors.
Okay.
We have a slew of equipment if you're up in that area, but our local tackle shops down here have all the lobster stuff that you need. But definitely visit our website, check out all the information we have there.
Yeah, fantastic. And it's Promar.
Yes,
Promarnets.com.
Yeah, Promarnets.com, yes. Yeah. And then or visit us on Facebook or Instagram, or visit me, Gil Rocket, GILROCKIT at Instagram or Facebook, or shoot me an email, and that would be at GilRocket@hotmail.com.
Yeah, fantastic, Gil. Great job. And you know, we always say, well, it's too bad that Jim's book isn't published, but they have a lot of great videos at Promar, so you want to learn, that's a great way to do it.
Yes.
Hey, thank you all very, very much for being out there today. We sure appreciate all the phone calls and the texts. And, of course, thank you to Adam in the studio there for covering all that for us. We appreciate his help. And, of course, Adam, our main guy on our app, we thank you, Adam, too. Tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., John Ireland from Rancho Leonero and Yusuf Cherney from Cutwater Spirits. It's going to be a great show.
That's
tomorrow
cool.
morning, 7 to 9, we'll see you right back here on the Let's Tech Hook Up app and radio network.